Recorded Books presents The Tombs by Clive Cussler and Thomas Perry, narrated by Scott Brick.
Chapter 1. Pannonia, 453 CE. The barbarian encampment was enormous, a great city that moved from place to place at the whim of its unquestioned ruler, the High King. But in the dim light of this pre-dawn morning, it was in chaos. Hundreds of thousands of warriors and their shrieking women and ungovernable offspring milled about. Hundreds of thousands of horses, cattle, sheep, and goats all bleated and neighed in the general alarm and made the dawn a cacophony of sounds. The stink of the livestock competed with the smoke of 10,000 fires being fanned to life at once. Priscus's manservant had pulled him from his bed, certain that they were about to lose their lives in the sudden commotion in the barbarian horde. Priscus hurried along over the uneven soil, trying not to turn an ankle in a wagon rut or step in a hole. He followed Elak, trying in vain to keep up with him in a pair of light sandals made for walking on the smooth pavements of Constantinople. Elak was a fighter, a man descended from famous warriors, who had lived to adulthood by the strength and speed of his limbs. As Priscus caught sight of the huge animal-skin tent of the High King, its center pole as tall as a villa and its floor wide enough to hold hundreds, he could hear wailing and shouting and knew what must have happened in the night. He slowed enough to remain upright and maintain his Roman dignity. He was a diplomat, and by default, the man who must write the history of this momentous day.